Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2018 nominee for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she says Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us all. That was my dear sister right there. I also have a recent quote from Esay's Jesse Murrah from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. Esay said, "My radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing, and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me." That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. I have a quote from Brian Malone, who's the core director for Committed Acapella Chorus from Rogersville, Alabama. He said, "Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio." I have a quote from Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He said, "Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella Christian music." I also have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. He says, "Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man." He said, "I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music." I also have a quote from Mr. Ooh Wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He says, "Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere, because we need you." I also have a quote from my dear brother Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. He says, "Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period." That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. Also a quote from my dear brother Anthony Blunt. He's a radio host for the Gospel Train that airs on Sunday morning on 94.7 FM, WWBC, 1510 AM in Rockledge, Florida. And you can also catch the Gospel Train on Facebook Live on Sunday morning. He said the same thing during our interview on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. I also have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Made New Acapella Ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky. He said, "Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos." I also have a quote from comedian Tim Pryor from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, "There are many great Stevies in the world, like Stevie Wonder, that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know about my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy, Stevie B." I have a quote from Kelly JT from Reseda, California. He's with the acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, "Stevie B puts the A in acapella music." He says, "Stevie B is awesome." He says, "Stevie B is amazing. Certainly appreciate that quote from Khaled JT. I have a quote from Lewis Cooper from Dazelle Records in Memphis, Tennessee. He says, Stevie B is like a drink of water in the desert. I love that quote from Lewis Cooper. I have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the Nakama Awards that's held in Jacksonville, Florida every 2 years. And this year marks the 30th anniversary for those awards. He said, Stevie B, the one and only acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated, and considered the hardest working, I'm telling you, he's the smartest working man in acapella music, Stevie B. And this is the last quote I have from my brother Ali Ezell from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. I like that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
Okay, let me get this big iron bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. Be the blaster master unless you're dropping bombs on your radio show. I said boom boom.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh yes we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Commit Acapella Chorus, and many, many more. I want to hear from our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the show live. There are over 1,800 live shows currently on Blog Talk Radio at this hour. And you will find my show consistently being on the first few pages of that website. I just looked at it before I came on the air and I seen it on page 4. That's where I seen this show at on tonight. And I don't know what the criteria is for Blog Talk Radio doing that, but I certainly appreciate them doing that for this radio show. I just thank God for that. If you want to send me an email, you can send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, and just let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm trying to lift up your spirits with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night, and Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll be featuring my song of the week. Want to feature a song, tell you a little bit about the artist, and this song will get 2 plays on the show tonight. And we'll also be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. And we'll also be featuring on the broadcast my funny bones. You know I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. I'll be featuring 2 comedians on the show tonight. And also on the broadcast, we'll be featuring my shout-outs. So these are just some people I've been in contact with here on social media and people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. And I've actually been meeting people who never even heard acapella gospel music, so it's just a thrill for me just to be able to introduce them to this great music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on a Friday night. So I just want to show them some love and let them know how much I appreciate their love and support for this radio show. Now, I said earlier I'd be meeting people on social media, but I'm no longer on Facebook. So I'm talking about the other social media apps, Twitter, Instagram, etc. But if you see my account on Facebook, please report that account. My account was hacked, so I'm no longer on Facebook anymore. So please report that account. Also, I have a new feature on the broadcast, my monthly triple spin. And for the month of October, we'll be featuring Orlando Mookie Tisdale from Huntsville, Alabama. I'll be playing his singles on every show with the exception of the Top 20 Countdown show that I do in 2 weeks. All right. And I also have a feature called My Old 100s. And I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. She said, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I considered what she said, and of course she was right. So I came up with the feature, My Old 100s, and she was there with me from the beginning, and we just certainly miss her. So we want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. So you got Stevie B, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos. So let's get into the music, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I start the show tonight, as I go through my playlist tonight, I'll be announcing the previous interviews we've done on this broadcast with the various artists and producers and comedians that we've had on this show for the past few years. And I'll be telling you what episodes they appeared on, so you can go back through those episodes, go to wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from, and just pull those on-demand episodes up and listen to those shows. We just had some great shows. I really thank everyone who supported these broadcasts over the years. Just search for Stevie B Media Productions, wherever you're getting your favorite podcasts from, on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few. And I also did some recorded version shows from my live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll be also telling you what episodes those recorded version shows can be found as well. Now, if you've never heard any of my recorded version shows, all that is the recording of the live show that I did here on Blog Talk Radio, but I took my voice out of the show, this wonderful voice. Now, some people say that's a blessing. I don't know, but that's just what they say. And the sound quality is excellent on those recorded version shows. They're done in Beta Hi-Fi. So you're really going to love what you're hearing from my recorded version shows. Now, these recorded version shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B Recorded Versions. Now, on the show tonight, my special guest is Jack King of the Lamplighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Looking forward to talking to Jack King on the broadcast. And then on October the 14th, my special guest is Corey Felton from Pensacola, Florida. This is Mr. Radio Joe Felton's son, and they're also members of the acapella group The New Faithful Few out of Pensacola, Florida. And then on October the 21st, we'll be doing my top 20 countdown show. Now, you know, I hadn't done a countdown show since July because of the concert tour, the Acapella Experience concert tour that I've been on here. So I'm going to try to get one done here for the month of October. And then on October 28th, my special guest is George G. from West Palm Beach, Florida. You know, George G. comes on the show every fourth Friday of the month. We're debuting his new music on the broadcast. George G. sitting on a ton of music that's never been aired on the radio. So I'm just so thrilled to have him on the show on a regular basis. I really enjoy talking to George G on the show. If you missed that show last Friday night, just go back to the on-demand episodes and pull up episode 278. That's the show that George G was on last week. And then on November the 11th, my special guest is Vision from Houston, Texas. They just released the album back in 2019, While I'm Still Young. So looking forward to having them on the broadcast. And there will be no show on November the 18th. That's a Friday. That will be my travel day because I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia for the Experience Acapella Tour, which will kick off in Atlanta, Georgia. That's a Chef Table, Take Note, and Diesel Record production. And there will be two shows that weekend at the Mode X Studio there in the Buckhead area of Atlanta off of Peachtree Road. The headliners of that tour is Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, and the queen of the tour, Nisa Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee, and Rain, Realizing the Innate Need from Central Florida, Orlando, Florida, and yours truly, of course, the Blaster Master will be right here in North Carolina, will be emceeing this tour. And the remaining cities and dates will be announced. I don't have the dates for the remaining cities. We'll be going to Pompano Beach, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, Los Angeles, California. We'll be coming to Fayetteville as well. and Houston, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, and the state of Mississippi. So it should be a great tour. And then on November the 24th through the 27th, that'll be Thanksgiving weekend. Once I come back from Atlanta, we plan on going down to the Christian Acapella Music Festival and Awards that'll be held at the Hyatt Regency there in Jacksonville Riverfront Hotel. That address is 225 East Coastline Drive in Jacksonville, Florida. And that zip code is 32202. Now, if you want to make your reservations, the telephone number for the reservation is 855-516-1090. The tickets are available. On December the 2nd, my special guest is Soul Purpose from right here in Fayetteville, Winston-Salem, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Looking forward to having them on the show. And on December the 9th, my special guest is the acapella group One Accord. So that will close out the year 2022. I tell you, this has been a busy year, 2022. A lot is going on, and we're just having a great time here on The Blast on a Friday night.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So who's on the playlist tonight? I have some new singles from Lewis Cooper. He's working with us on the Experience Acapella Tour. And Straight Company and George G. from West Palm Beach, Florida. And Straight Company out of Louisville, Kentucky. Terry Moore Mays out of Mario Valley, California. Monte Cuba out of Houston, Texas. Kenya Shelley from Clover, California. Shadeka Kakaris out of Houston, Texas. And many, many more. We're going to have a great show tonight.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on The Blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Kicking off the show tonight, I have a single from LaShant from the Bay Area, San Francisco, California. Her single, In Reverse. I just love this song, her 2018 EP, LaShant Acapella. And this single is produced by Cornell Clark from San Bernardino, California. And this song is number one, ladies and gentlemen, on my Top 20 Countdown show for the month of July. You're going to love this song by LaShant. And that'll be followed by the Melody Airs out of Houston, Texas. Their single, Working Hard. This is the title track. The 1995 album Working Hard, and this album was produced by the late Johnny Wilder Jr. We did an exclusive interview with one of the lead vocalists for the Melody Airs, Frank Melton III. That broadcast was episode number 99. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, check out that on-demand episode. I also did a recorded version of this live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 26 on my recorded version shows. Enjoy this double play, kicking off the show, LaShant and the Melody Airs. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos. Enjoy the show.
Promises that were made to me, they now seem like they make believe. I don't believe.
I don't believe.
Now I'm feeling lost in the wilderness, out in the woods, feeling misunderstood. What happened to those days when you held me close? I'm going in reverse. Prayers and they commit my heart to trusting ya. I thought if I
We're gonna
Give a shout out to Robin. She works at the VA Medical Center and she lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Robin, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out. I told you I wouldn't go forget about you.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Peace and love, everyone. This is your girl, Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening in to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
In 4, 3, 2. Hey, this is Dorian Paul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh, way.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
On the show tonight, my special guest is Jack King from the Lamplighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi, after my song of the week. Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My man George G. from West Palm Beach, Florida, he has a new single, Just Another Time. You're going to love this song. And George G. is a former vocalist of the group Straight Company. He sung with Straight Company for 19 years, and he was also a member of the acapella vocal band there for 3 years out of Nashville, Tennessee. And we always do an exclusive interview with George G. on this broadcast every fourth Friday of the month. We're debuting his new music. George G. sitting on a ton of music. All that'll be followed by Shady Kakuris from Houston, Texas. They have a new single entitled Sounds of Love from the 2020 EP Surrounded by Love. And this group features Frank Melton III, formerly of the Melody Airs. This song is number 7 on the Top 20 Countdown show for the month of July. Enjoy this double play, George G. and Shady Acre Chorus. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
It's just another time to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, it's just another time. Yes, it is. Another time to pray.
Tonight. Oh, it's just another time,
Medical Center. She lives in Rayford, North Carolina. Kelly Willis, Stevie B.
Stevie B. Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey family, what's good? This is Esaze with Straight Company. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Blast, the Master Blaster. Go ahead on.
Hello out there. This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee, former directress of Praise Unlimited. If you want to hear the latest and you want to hear the greatest, keep your station locked in to Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's Stevie B, the Blaster Massa of Acapella Gospel Music.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
On the show tonight, my special guest is Jack King of the Lamplighters from the Mount Bayou, Mississippi, after my song of the week.
Stevie B's song of the week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Productions from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week, we are featuring Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. Anthony, this is a quote I have from Anthony. He was on this broadcast a few months ago. He said, he's the best kept secret in Chicago. Anthony is one of the headliners of the Experience Acapella Tour in the year 2022. And we have a single from his 2020 album, My All. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 188. An exclusive interview with Anthony on this broadcast, episode 272. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 39. His new single, Daily Bread. This song features Craig Harding. You're going to love this song. Enjoy my Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This time. The storm, well, it brought me down to my knees, and I pray, Father, please, have mercy, Lord, 'cause I'm almost dead, and every morning, when I would arise, did not think I could face another day, but I made it because you fed me my daily bread. Yeah, Lord, see when I needed faith, God had fed me. I needed courage, God has fed me my
daily bread.
Lord, just enough to make it, Lord, I pray. And the first day, I made. And Lord, the second day,
I made.
See, when I needed help,
I made.
Got down on my knees and prayed,
I made.
And he lived in me.
I made.
Just believe that's what you got to. life will knock you sometimes straight down on your knees. But you gotta stay in prayer daily for strength, for courage, and get up. That's the key. You gotta get up and put your head in his, and then you'll make it. You'll see the fruit from your labor. No weapon formed against you could touch God's awesome faith. He'll lead you step after step to the troubles.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight's broadcast, my special guest is Jack King of the Lamplighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Jack King, how you doing, brother? Welcome to the blast.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Now, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners before we get started with your interview? Those who may not be familiar.
Okay, basically everybody name you call, I know of them. I know them. I'm Jack King from Mount Bayou, Mississippi, from the Lambton Street Church of Christ, there where Dr. Harvey Jackson is our minister.
Now, who is that you're saying?
Lamplighters.
Who is that you were saying before? I cut you off when you first started talking. You mentioned someone's name. Who is that you was talking about?
Some people I knew that you call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't call anybody by name. Most of everybody you called was on your show tonight. I know them.
Oh, okay.
And George G is the one that introduced me to you, so I give a shout out to him for that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now I was hoping, Jack, that I had some music to play for you tonight. So, because I know I'd never heard of the Lamplighters. It's all good. I've never heard of the Lamplighters, and I know a lot of our listeners have probably never heard of the Lamplighters. That's why when I talk to you tonight, I at least want to have something to play so they can be familiar with your sound. So what I'll do later on when I get the music from you, I'll just play it and just refer my listeners back to this interview so they'll know who we're talking about when we say the Lamplighters. Yeah. And what I normally try to do on this show, I don't play anybody I'm not talking to.
Okay.
You know, either they are coming to the show or they've already been on the show.
Thanks for the honor.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. So I put your music in rotation here because now I can say, well, we had the Lamplighters on the show, episode 279. So people will be familiar with your sound.
True.
Okay.
That's fine. Yes.
So that's
what
we're doing. Yes, sir. Now, this is what I have a few questions that I did want to ask you. I wanted to find out now. Who, what, why, and when of this group. Okay, when was this group founded, and who founded the group?
Okay, it was founded back in 1974, believe it or not. Our minister, Dr. Harvey Jackson, is our minister. He's the one that started the group at our church, Lambton Street Church of Christ in Mount Bayou, Mississippi. It started back then, but most of our members, we only have two original members from 1974.
Oh, wow.
That's Alan Moore and Ida Harris. And they're the two original members, and we have six more members that came on after that. And they are Barbara Aiken, singing soprano, Hester Jones, soprano, Michael King, bass, Keswood Aiken, bass, Harvey Kendija Jackson, Jr., he sang lead and tenor, and Fenelia Brown, tenor, and myself, Jack King, sang baritone and lead.
Now, how many members are in this group?
Eight of this group of the Lamplighters. We are a traveling group, eight of us. But we have an acapella course that do the same thing that the small group do, and when we have an opportunity, we take the bigger group. It's about 25 to 30 in that group.
Now, do you have any recorded projects in the album?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have six projects. I've already. We have six projects. The Personal Operator, Each one of them have about eight to ten songs on them. Peace of Mind, that's another one. We're Marching, We've Come a Long Ways. Look Where He Brought Me From, that's another project. And our last project we've done was So Many Times. We recorded that at the B.B. King studio in Mississippi Valley State University in Edelbina, okay. Mississippi.
Now, yeah. This group has been around since 1974, and I never heard of you guys.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I really don't understand that. But most of the folk named you called tonight that did shout-outs to you on your show, I knew all of those individuals. They've heard of us.
Now, I need to get a station drop from the Lamplighters.
Okay. Yeah.
You hear what I said? I want the Lamplighters to be a name that people become familiar with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. The Lamplighters.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, out of Mount Bayou. I don't have anybody. I'm not playing anybody out of Mount Bayou, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay.
You know?
Well, you got one. And I get that to you. I get all that music to you. And my fault why you don't have the music is because I got tied up and didn't get it to you in time.
It's all good. But I want to get a station drop from you guys. The Lamplighters, so people can hear what you sound like as well, you know? How much you love Stevie B.
We'll love to that,
Now, let me ask you, man, that's what it's all about, brother, on Friday night, you know? We had to take over Friday night for the Lord, man.
We had
to do it.
I like that.
And I just looked at the website. See, I didn't really know anything about this website till recently, and I've been on the air since 2016, but I never even paid attention to the website, you know? I looked at it tonight. I'm looking at it right now, and this show is on page two. When I came on the air, it was on page four, but they done moved it up to page two now. But there are over 1,800 shows on the air on the website at this hour. Ain't that something?
See how the Lord works?
Yeah. Yeah, we know God got his hand all
tonight.
Yeah, got the Lamplighters on here tonight. Yeah. God got his hand all over this program tonight, you know. But I have more question I did want to ask you before I let you go. I wanted you to tell us now, like I said, I'm trying to get the Lamplighters out there, man. You know, George D. told me about this group. And when he told me about it, I'm like, the Lamplighters? Who are the Lamplighters? You know what I'm saying? So once we get your music, And I'll be talking you up, brother. I'll be talking you up, you know?
Okay.
So if you got albums out there that people can buy or purchase, where can my listeners get your music from?
Right now, just we had them in different venues, but we've taken them out of that. But right now, just through us calling us or writing us, you can even call myself or 662-645-0848, or you can. Our church address is Post Office Box 358, Mountain Bayou, Mississippi, 38762, Lambton Street, Church of Christ.
So your music is not on any of the musical platforms that they can download the music?
It's not at this time. We had it on one of them before, but we hadn't did it in a while, so we've taken it off.
That's the technology.
I don't think it's still out there. It may be still. I got to check with my guy that did that.
Well, I'm telling you that's the technology now. That's where everybody's getting their music from.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you gotta get back up on there.
We're gonna get up there.
Because when I say Lamplighters, go to CD Baby and download this music. My listener's gonna go over there looking for you. You're not gonna be there.
We did, and we was on CD Baby. I gotta check and see we were taking off, but we was on CD Baby before. We was on there. I got to check and make sure the guy that do that, make sure we're still rocking that or not.
Yeah, man, you got six albums and been around since 1974?
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We've been all over.
We've sung at some nice events.
Now, tell us some of the places you performed. Tell us some of the places you performed at.
In states we've been in California, Illinois, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, a lot of Mississippi. We We sang for the Mississippi Legislative Black Caucus back in the 90s when they brought the late attorney Johnny Cochran, and we sung for that program.
Oh,
and that
wow.
was a great success to do that. And we also, in this year, 2022, in September, we sang for the Gospel Festival for the Grammy Museum. You know,
oh,
there's
wow.
only two Grammy museums in the world, one
right.
in Los Angeles and one in Cleveland, Mississippi. And
right.
so we sung at the one in Cleveland, Mississippi. We just did a performance there in the first of the early part of the month.
Man, now you guys are well traveled. You've been around.
Yes.
You got six albums, bruh. I'm telling
yes.
you, I got to get the lamplighters on here.
Yeah, we're gonna get them. You got
to get the lamplighters.
Do what I need to do. Yeah, I got you.
Well, I'm not gonna say you let me down tonight. I'm not gonna say that.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna let you down. I'm gonna make a comebacker for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm as excited about the music because
uh-huh.
it's new to me too. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Right.
It's mm-hmm. new to me too because a lot of the groups, there's just so many acapella groups out here that are not being
uh-huh.
played on the air because people
yeah.
don't know nothing about them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll song with most of every group that you had singing tonight. We'll song
yeah.
with them on some program or another. Yeah.
Okay. The
yeah.
Lamplighters.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that name, the Lamplighters. Out of Mount
yeah.
Bayou, Mississippi.
Mount Bayou, Mississippi.
Bro, we got to get you on the air, man. We got to get you on the air, brother. That's what this show is all about. This show has become known now for new music. And I'm featuring a lot of old music as well. So do you all plan on doing a new project?
We are planning. That's in the planning stage now. I don't have a date yet, but we are planning on doing something real soon. And because of COVID, we have not. We were about to do it before COVID started, and
right.
so when COVID came in, that stopped a whole lot of things and stuff. And so we do have a new project in the making. We're about to get started, and hopefully soon, at some other time, I'm on your show or something, then we can have that album ready to let you know what that is.
Hey, brother, we looking forward to it. Hey, I'm not going to keep you any longer, Jack. Hey, thank you so much,
okay.
brother, for riding with me. Hey, let me
thank
ask you this before I let you go, though. Is this the
sure.
first time you've heard this radio show?
It's my first time. I heard it from George G. I never heard of it before, officially. And but I like the rain. I like the rain tone you got, Stevie B.
Yeah,
I
man.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I like that, brother.
And,
yeah.
you know, that's
yeah.
my name. That's actually
oh, really?
My name, but I didn't embrace
okay.
it until
uh-huh.
I had a brother at my congregation. He kept, it was a few years ago. He every time he
mm-hmm.
saw me, he'd say, Stevie B, Stevie B.
Yeah,
he would
okay.
always say that. And but
yeah.
I didn't embrace it until I started
uh-huh.
doing this radio show. And I wish
okay.
I would have embraced it when I was in high school.
Yeah. Now you got a patent on it, right?
Yeah, I don't have a patent on it. I need to get a patent on it, though.
Yeah, get a patent on it, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
if I would have had this in high school.
I can say uh-huh. Stevie B, the baddest radio station acapella music.
Oh, okay, give me a quote, because I'm going to quote you now. You got to give me something good.
Okay. I get that to you then. Let me, can I come up with something
okay.
good to you?
Cause I'm because I'm gonna quote you.
Okay, I want you to. Yeah.
All right. Hey, brother, thank you so
yeah.
much for riding with us on the blast tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack King of the Lamplighters
yes.
from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. They will have
yes.
they have six albums out right now. As soon as they get
yes.
that loaded up on these platforms, you can go and check out that music. And once Jack gets me the music, I'm gonna start putting them in my rotation. Because I want people to know about the Lamplighters. They've been around since 1974. I didn't know nothing about them. George G. turned me on to them. So, hey, brother, I appreciate it. And like I said, I'm going to put you out there, brother, because
yeah.
that's what I do. That's my job.
Oh, yeah. I'm good friends with Brian Malone also.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, SA all of them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all of them have been on this show.
Yeah.
Now,
Paul.
Yeah, he says come on this show. He's been on the show a couple of times. Brian Malone's been on the show
yeah.
a couple of times. We have George D on the show all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
that's what we're doing on Friday night, brother.
I like it. I'll be riding with y'all some more.
I know that's right.
I want to take this flight.
I know that's right. Hey, let the folks down there in Bayou, Mississippi know about, tell them about the blast that airs on Friday night.
I will do it.
Hey, certainly appreciate you spending some time with us on the show tonight, brother. Appreciate you. Jack King, ladies and gentlemen, of the Lamp Lighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Certainly appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My man, Seaburn Branch from Coldwater. That's the hometown of James Earl Jones out of Coldwater, Mississippi. Seaburn has a single called Bless Me from his 2006 album, A New Life. And we did an exclusive interview with Seaburn on this broadcast, episode 264. I want to dedicate this song to Shanna Barnes from Trotwood, Ohio. She just loves this song from Seaburn Branch. And that'll be followed by my man, Willie Norwood. This single, Pray For Me, his album, I believe you're going to love this song from Willie Norwood as well. Enjoy this double play, Seaburn Branch and Willie Norwood. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Oh, please come down and bless me.
Listen. Lord, I'm tired. Sometimes I get weary, oh yes I do, and it seems like I'm going out of my mind, oh Lord, and it gets so hard trying to make it from day to day. I get weak, I get worn, trying to stay on my feet, it's so hard, help me please, to make it through, cause I don't need no one but
bless me.
Oh, I need you. I need you. I need you. I know that you said in your word you would bear my burden, oh Lord. Oh, I need you to bless me, Lord. Yeah, Lord. I need you to bless me, Lord. I need you to bless me. I've been waiting for so long. Oh, Lord. I've been praying for so long. It gets so hard down here. Hey.
Oh, please come down.
Please come down.
Please come down.
Please come down.
Please come down. Please come down. Bless
me. Won't you pray for me?
Pray for me.
She works at the VA Medical Center, and she lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She told me she was from Panama. Cornell, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout-out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Hello, family. This is Corey Crusoe with Brothers with Soul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Play it, Stevie B.
Hey, this is Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
With you is where I want
to be. Stevie B's Acapella Gospel.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Coming up next, I got a single play coming your way. My man, Lewis Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee, has a new single entitled God is Good. Now, we debuted that single here on this broadcast, episode 277. That was the show that Lewis took over the show. And Lewis is working with us on the Experience Acapella Tour. We'll be in Atlanta, Georgia on November the 19th and 20th. Enjoy this new single by Lewis Cooper. You got Stevie B. On the ones and twos.
One, two, three, let's go. When I was a little boy, Mama used to tell me all the time, God is so good. But I didn't understand. I had to find out for myself. And this is what I know.
Let me tell you,
God is good. God is good, yeah. Show me the way.
Well,
I don't know what I did to deserve love, but Jesus came down from heaven above and he died on the cross for my sins, and I'm gonna be with him when the saints go marching in, because the Lord. God is good, yeah.
Good.
Has he been good to you?
God's been good.
Well, amazing, crazy, how sweet it all sounds. A witness faith, a rich like me. Well, I was lost, but now I'm found, and I was blind, but now I can see, and I can tell you that the Lord. God is good, yeah.
Good.
Has he been good to you?
God's been good.
Hey, God is good, yeah.
Good.
I know he's been good to me.
God's been good.
God is good, yeah.
Good.
Can I get a witness?
God's been good.
Get on up.
Get on up.
If you've been down.
Get on up.
In the water stream.
Get on up.
Stepped in the water.
Get on up.
The water was cold.
Get on up.
Chill my body.
Get on up.
And then it saved my soul.
Get on up.
But you might not like it.
Get on up.
That's the way it is.
Get on up.
God gave you yours.
Get on up.
Come on, give him his.
Get on up.
I get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Come on, get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Come on,
get
and
on
clap
up.
Your hands.
Get on
hey.
Up.
Come on,
get
and
on
clap
up.
Your hands.
Get on
hey,
up.
Hey. Come on,
get
and
on
clap
up.
Your hands.
Get on up.
If you know you
get
could.
On up. Get on up.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts.
Records.
This your girl, Tony Washington, from Journey Acapella.
This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you're listening to Stevie B.
Okay, here's what they're big into, deer hunting. Now, I hunted deer when I was a kid and a teenager and in college. But here's the difference, and I discovered this just this year. When I was a kid and I hunted deer, they considered that an outdoor recreational activity. Somewhere in the intervening years, it has become a sport. It's in the sports page. And I said to them that night, I said, you know, I used to hunt deer, so forth and so on. And you guys think it's a sport? You guys, and they're all nodding yes. I said, well, call me picky. But sport to me implies, oh, I don't know, athletic ability. Because I got to tell you, when I was a kid and I hunted, I had a .30-06, which is a high-powered rifle, with a scope, which if you don't know, is essentially a telescope, which means when I was hunting for deer, I didn't have to expend the energy to squint. Yeah. I said to the North Carolinians, I can understand it being a sport if by North Carolina law you had to, I don't know, chase a deer down, took him to death. You know, a little hand-to-hoof combat. I said to him, look, you name me, I said to him, name me one other sport where your opponent has no idea he's playing. I said, you know, until the opening gun goes off, the deer has no idea he won the coin toss and elected to receive. It's 0-1 before he knew what hit him. Now, and what is your first name, our deer hunting friend? What is your?
Dean.
Dean? D-E-A-N, Dean?
D-E-A-N.
D-E-A-N. And Dean, now in this state, do you have to wear, when you hunt, do you have to wear the orange vest and orange cap?
I believe so.
Yes, you do. And why is that, Dean? Do you know why is that? It's safety, so that another hunter will not mistake you for a deer. Everybody's nodding. Let's ask ourselves the comedy question. What's wrong with this picture? We're apparently in this state selling high-powered rifles and ammunition to humans who cannot distinguish other human from deer. It would seem to me, Dean, a simple leg count would do the trick. See, here's my philosophy, Dean. If I'm in the woods on all fours, shoot me. I think, Dean, but if this is the case with, we shouldn't have a background check to buy a rifle. There should be an IQ test. And you know what I was thinking, Dean? See, what do you think? A photo lineup. You know, bunch of deer and a guy. And I'll make it easy. Famous deer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet. And if you can't pick out that guy, no gun for you, Elmer Fudd. But Dean, you know what? You and I both know this. We laughing, but every year in this country, somebody mistakes another somebody for a deer and plugs him. Yes. Yes. I had a friend that happened to. And the good news is he was just winged. In the shoulder. A couple of stitches, night in the hospital. He's fine. But he said, Frank, do you know where I was? He goes, I was in my backyard pruning a tree. You know, Dean, I've seen a lot of deer. Never seen one could do that with their antlers. See, as a comedian, Dean, I wish I could have been in the woods with the two hunters right before the one hunter pulled the trigger just to hear the conversation that led up to it. Hey, Bob.
What?
I think I see a deer.
Where?
On that ladder. Gets worse. I told that story in Georgia, and a guy came up and he said to me, do you guys know what a tree stand is? It's like a tree house from which you hunt deer. He said he had a buddy in a tree house, a tree stand, in Orange, in the proper amount of Orange, who the other hunter claimed he mistook for a deer in the tree wearing orange. I think I see a deer.
Where?
In that tree. And he's in disguise.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master,
acapella gospel music.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. Terry Moore Mays from Mario Valley, California. She has a new single entitled Beyond Now. Now, this song was written by Thurman Metter from Temple, Texas. And this song features Terry's daughter, Kristen Sims. And that'll be followed by Kingdom People featuring John Poo Malone out of Athens, Alabama. Their single, Christ Chosen, from the 2014 album, New Day, New Me. Enjoy this double play, Terry Moore Mays and Kingdom People. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Jesus' blood and righteousness, I dare not trust. the sweetest praise, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
God's people, shout out, everybody come on,
everybody come on,
yeah,
everybody come on,
I don't think y'all ready for this one,
everybody come on,
we're about to give God some praise,
everybody come on,
heaven, come on,
everybody come on, let's praise the name, Christ chosen, we're gonna praise, we are coming to this place today, so
I don't think they heard you, say it again, come on, everybody come on. Trying to keep in their praise, but you can't hold it. Let it out. Come
everybody
on, say, everybody come on.
Everybody come on.
Hey. We invite you to help us. Come on and help us praise them right now. Come on, everybody come on. Tell your neighbor, come on. Be free. We gotta praise. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, come on. Praise the Sunday thing. We gotta let it show up in our lives.
Yeah. Zach, sing Bless His Name. We ain't here for a show. We're here to give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on. I said bless His name. Come on, bless His name. Come on, bless His name. You ought to give God a praise. You ought to bless His name. On the job or at school, everywhere that you go, folks got to know that you're living for Jesus. Jesus is our King. You ought to praise His name. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the glory. Come on, not just on Sunday. Hey, you ought to bless His name. Hey!
I don't think I'm through with this thing yet. We gotta keep this going. Come on, I said bless His name. Come on, come on. Yeah, I think y'all feeling it. I think you're feeling it. Put your hands together. Come on, come on and bless His name. Come on, yeah. Bless Him, bless His name. You ought to bless Him. Bless His name. You ought to praise Him. Bless His name. He's been good. Bless His name.
I want to give a shout out to Jessica Roher and from Dallas, Texas. Jessica Roher, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is Melissa Lancaster with the singing group Durant.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Daly.
This is Monte Cuba.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie.
This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Torres.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
And you are listening.
You are listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
And you're listening to.
Stevie B.
This your girl, Tony Washington from Journey Acapella. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665. Or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
This is a program reminder. Stevie B Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. The telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel-light-radio-show. Or just type in your browser, Blog Talk Radio. That will bring you to the website. On the second Tuesday, the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month, I'm hosting a live show, the What a Word from the Lord radio show. That show will air on the second Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on the fourth Tuesday, it will air from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And second Tuesday, we have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Church of Christ who'll be making the proclamation of the gospel of Christ. And also during that show, we have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our community. And my three co-hosts on that broadcast is Lou Gilbert He's the evangelist for the Oakbrook Park Church of Christ from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Isom Mullen. He serves the Church of Christ there in Cary, North Carolina. And on the fourth Tuesday of the month, my co-host is Kelly Fletcher. She serves the Living Stone Church of Christ there in Indianapolis, Indiana. She has the Kelly Fletcher Show. And then on Thursday each week, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And there are seven co-hosts on that show who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have two co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my social media platform, Facebook, that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show as well. And then on Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, Stevie B. Acapella Gospel Music Blast. And on this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're also interviewing artists, producers, comedians, etc. And we're debuting new music on this broadcast all the time, and we're featuring old music as well. And every third Friday of the month, I'm doing my Top 20 Countdown show. And we also have my on-demand episodes on the various musical platforms. You can go and listen to these on-demand episodes on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, just to name a few. And I also have recorded version shows. These shows are mostly album debut shows, and I was doing that. And the same playlist that we use on the live show here on Blog Talk Radio, we use for those recorded version shows. I just took my voice out of the show. And these shows can be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B recorded version shows. We also want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you want to become a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. The three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in the study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Coming up next, my monthly triple spin. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. I'm Kim of ASAP in Durham, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Welcome. This is Garrick Edison of the acapella group One Hope in Christ, straight out of Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast radio show, and he's dropping bombs. Oh, boom, boom.
Hi, this is Yvonne Gooch, owner of Blazing Crackers, and I am a proud sponsor of Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Blazing Crackers, they on fire.
You need a treat, you're hungry, you need something. So you need a treat, you're hungry, shout enough hungry, need something.
Blazing Crackers,
B-L-A-Z-I-N Crackers, yeah. B-L-A-Z-I-N Crackers, yeah.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Stevie B's monthly triple spin.
For the month of October, we are featuring in my monthly triple spin, Orlando Mookie Tisdale from Huntsville, Alabama. We have taken three singles from his 2015 album, I Got to Find Jesus. We did an exclusive interview with Orlando on this broadcast, episode 124. So there's a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. This episode number 30. And the three singles that we'll be featuring for the month of October are singles Lead Me. And Don't Wait Too Late, you're going to love that song, and Move On. Enjoy my monthly triple spin for the month of October. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
I took my mind
out of the world.
I had to let go of wrong and do right.
Yeah.
I had to find a way to free my soul. And when I let go, yes, my Jesus let me on. My mind became good.
I changed my life.
I started to walk right. I started to talk right. My friends, they asked me, what's going on? I said, I let go of sin and let Jesus lead me on.
Sin's not for you.
Trust me, I know. It'll have you torn apart. Trust me, I know. Get on your knees and pray, Lord, please, lead me, Lord.
Lead me, Lord, won't you lead me?
I followed the world, Lord.
Lead me, Lord.
They led me wrong.
Had me living in sin.
Lead me, Lord, for too long.
Lord, won't you lead me?
I'm down on my knees.
Begging you, please.
Because my soul's free from a world of sin. I'm so glad my Jesus, he led me on. But I had to walk like
my Jesus.
I had to talk like
my Jesus.
I had to love like
my Jesus.
I had to pray like
my Jesus.
There's nobody like
my Jesus.
There's nobody like
my Jesus.
I had to let go and let my Jesus lead me on.
It's not for you.
Trust me, I know.
It'll have you torn apart.
Trust me, I know.
Get on your knees
and pray, Lord, please.
Tried to get them to change from our saved, but I've strayed away, Lord. I don't want them to see that fiery regret.
Don't blame sin, it'll take over your life.
Hey, hey.
wish it will. Oh, 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 yeah.
People, don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late.
People, don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late.
People, don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late.
People, don't wait too late.
No, no. 'Cause Jesus,
Jesus is coming back soon.
What are we living for? This life can make you lose your purpose. Just don't forget the devil's coming after every person. The Lord is coming back. You don't want to be in the wrong. The way you live your life will determine where you will be long. So don't get caught up in material things like silver and gold. These things are nice, but they will never come to your soul. Stay strong, don't give up, keep holding on, 'cause this way of life, my God, don't condone. This ain't a game, so don't play with it. It's fast living, just ain't gon' get it. No, 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 no.
Don't play with it.
Don't play with it. No, no. Don't play with it. Your life, your life, your life, your life, your life.
Move on.
and let God show you what He can do. So just move on. Yeah, I know that He's gonna make it alright. He'll make it alright.
Just trust in God and just move on.
Trust and just
move on.
He'll be with your guide, so just hold on.
Hold on, hold on.
They do you wrong, don't worry about it. They do you wrong, move on. Just keep on moving.
No more feeling stuck. Now you got your head up, you got your mind right. No more being uptight, and you got your grind right.
You got your day prayed up, and you got your face up. You feel so much better. All your doubts gone, God got you strong. So keep moving on. Gotta turn your mindset, just go on and do it today. And then stay with God. And work and pray,
work and
you can lay away and never run your race. But I tell you, I'll keep moving on. See, you can make me frown when you knock me down. I'll get up and I'll keep moving on. Yes, I'll get up and pray, pray my pain away. I'll get up and I'll keep moving on. Yes, I'll get up and pray, pray my doubt away. I'll get up and I'll keep.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
I want to give a shout out to Terrence and Bree Jones. They work with the Red Alert Appliance and Drains from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Terrence and Bree Jones, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is Tony Carter from the Chicagoland area, and if you are looking for God to give you a song to sing like Jesus, then you tuned into the right place. You're listening to Stevie B on the Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mario McKinnon coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Y'all keep listening.
For everything He's done, I got to praise the Lord.
I praise the Lord. Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blast-a-Master
of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
My Old 100 feature has been dedicated to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
This week we are featuring in my old 100s, the Fairfield Four from Nashville, Tennessee. This group has a single from the 1992 album Standing on the Safety Zone entitled These Bones. You're going to love this song. And this quartet was formed in 1921, and the youngest member is 80 years old. And this group was also the recipient for the 1998 Grammy Award for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album. And that'll be followed by the late Johnny Wilder Jr. from Dayton, Ohio. His single, The Last Mile of the Way from his 1988 album, My Goal. Enjoy my Old 100s.
Stevie B's
Old 100s. He took a hand.
handful of mud and a handful of sand building
these bones alive again.
Then he decided he would make him a woman to build
these bones alive again.
He didn't hardly know just what he wanted to do. Building
these bones alive again.
So he took him a rib from old Adam's side. Building
these bones alive again.
Then he chose Miss Eve just to be his bride. Building
these bones alive.
What?
Then he put them in a garden so rich and fair. He said, children, you can have everything that's here. Oh, but this fruit here, oh, you must not touch.
These bones will rise again.
Because if you do, you are doomed to die.
These bones will rise again.
Now you know Miss Eve thought she would have a little fun.
These bones will rise.
She gathered some of that fruit and gave old Adam some. Now you know Adam did what most men will. Take what the women folk have to give.
Of the way,
and if
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
CBB.
Giving a shout out to my main man Stevie B. And every Friday night we get down just like this. Acapella gospel music blast.
It's Friday night and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio. We're gonna pray tonight. If you get to me,
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
My daughter's mother was trying to get back with me at one point. Sometimes you can't go back with a person, can you? You know, sometimes you can't go back, you know. She was talking about, you know, Joe, I had a dream that me and you was back together again. I said, yeah, I had a dream like that too. What you think that mean? It mean I need to stop eating Chinese food after 11 o'clock because I'm having nightmares. That's what it mean. I ain't going back with you. We ain't going back together. She tried to make me jealous. She had got herself a new boyfriend. She brought a new boyfriend to my daughter's birthday party trying to make me jealous. She always trying to throw some old man in front of me, trying to make me jealous with a new man, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like every one of the men she get, it be something wrong with them. You know, they'll have some type of defect or something, you know. Their eyebrow go all the way across, you know. You know it's supposed to be a space right here. You know that. It's supposed to, your eyebrow's supposed to break right there. Every man she get be something wrong with him. You know how you go to the store and it be the clothes, that the items be irregular, they be marked down a little bit. It be something, you know, it be something wrong with the item. You know what I'm saying? It be a little cheaper marked down. You know what I'm saying? You know, the collar will be way up like that there. It be something wrong with the item. You know what I'm saying? And it be marked down. All her men is like that. All her men is marked down. They all a little something wrong. She be trying to make me jealous with these old defective guys. The guy she had before this guy, I don't know what's wrong with him. When he would walk, he'll take big steps. He'll take a big high step when he walked, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know if he was in a marching band or something. I just, why you take a big, you know, he walk, he taking great big steps like that there. So when I first saw it, I said, well, maybe that was something else. I tried to let it go the first time I saw it. I said, that's probably something, you know, that he, maybe he had some gum stuck underneath his shoe or some toilet paper. But then he took another big old step like that. So was he retarded? Why he stepping up big like that? Why he keep stepping up big? He's stepping all his pants leg coming, all his socks showing. Why he stepping up big? What's wrong with him? I said, boy, he take 2-3 steps, he'll be where he need to be, boy. Well, I'm going to Detroit and Chuck don't need a car. Every guy. The one she brought to my daughter's birthday party, he had some type of surgery to his throat, something wrong with his throat. He can't speak above a whisper. Why would you want a man who can't speak above a whisper? Only place you can take him to is a library. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time you have fun with him. You're both of y'all in there whispering, you know? Why would you want a man who can't speak above a whisper? He can't never alert you something get ready to happen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get jumped. Y'all getting beat up. He whispering for help. He up there. Y'all getting beat up silently. The house catch on fire. You and the kids all burn up. He the only one out talking to the news camera. I tried to tell everybody get out. I tried to warn everybody. I said, kids, kids, wake up. Wake up, kids. But they act like they ain't hear me. Wake up, kids.
DVB's Funny Bones.
DVB's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Family, it's your boy George G, aka George G International, GGIG to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, a cappella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's a cappella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's song of the week.
We'll be dedicating this week to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilly from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Music Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. Anthony, quote, this is one of Anthony's quotes. He said he's one of the best kept secrets in Chicago. Anthony was one of the he's one of the headliners of the Experience Acapella Tour 2022. And we have a single from his 2020 album, My All. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 188. It's been exclusive interview with Anthony as well, episode 272. I also did a recorded version of that live show when we debuted that album. That's episode number 39. Enjoy this new single by Anthony Carter, Daily Bread. This song also features Craig Harding. You're going to love this song.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This time, the storm, well, it brought me down to my knees, and I pray, Father, please, have mercy, Lord, 'cause I'm almost dead, and every morning, when I would arise, I did not think I could face another day. But I made it because you fed me my daily bread. Yeah, Lord. See, when I needed faith, God had fed me. I needed courage, God fed me my
daily bread.
Lord, just enough to make it, Lord, I pray. And the first day,
I made.
And Lord, the second day,
I made.
See, when I needed help, you're called, and when you're called, just remember, Lord, what Jesus said. Don't pray for tomorrow, 'cause it may never come. Don't worry about the next day, 'cause all you've got is this one. Oh, when you call him, you gotta ask him for your. And when you need strength, God will give you your. Lord, enough to make it through the day. When you need courage, God will give you. Just enough to
guarantee that you'll make it. Just put your trust in Him. Put your hand in God's hand. But you gotta stay in prayer daily for strength, for courage, and get up. That's the key. You gotta get up and put your head in His, and then you'll make it. You'll see the fruit from your labor. No weapon formed against you can touch God's awesome faith. He'll lead you step.
B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking it back to the old school. Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of Acapella Gospel Music.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My power group, Straight Company. Out of Louisville, Kentucky, they have a new single, Can't Wait. I just love this song from the 2020 album, AMG. Amazing, Magnificent, Godly. We debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode 181. Now, this is a 2-CD box set. It has 21 tracks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 21 tracks. It took them 10 years to produce this album. Some of the members of Straight Company that was on that show with me when we debuted was Jay Walt, DeRose, Gunsmithy, and Esaid, and D-Blow. This song is number 2 on the Top 20 Countdown show. No, it's not number 2. That's another song. I'm sorry. And that'll be followed by The Soul Influence out of Houston, Texas. Their single, I'm Ready, from the 2007 album, You Gotta Believe. And we did an exclusive interview with episode 176 with two of the original members of The Soul Influence, Marcus Bonham and Monte Cuba, both from Houston, Texas. Enjoy the double play, Straight Company and The Soul Influence. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
When we get
Can't wait till I get
Can't wait till I get
Can't wait till I get
If Jesus Hey, this is Dorian Paul.
This is E-Stage with Straight Company.
You're listening to Stevie B.
You're listening to Stevie B, the Master Blast. Go ahead, on.
Four. Three.
Hey, family, what a master.
This is Cool Debris. And you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the clock on the wall, it's time for me to bring this big iron bird on down to the ground. I need to bring it on down. I need to bring it on down. We got this big iron bird safely on the ground. This is the part of the show where I have to say goodnight. I got to go. I really enjoy playing these inspirational songs and tickling your funny bone. I want to thank my special guest on the show tonight, Jack King from the Lamplighters from Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Really enjoy talking to Jack on the broadcast tonight. Looking forward to playing some of the Lamplighters music on the show because I'd never heard the group. It was established in 1974, so they've been around a long time. And Jack said they got 6 albums out, so we definitely need to air some of that music so our listeners can get familiar with the Lamplighters for those who've never heard them. I also want to thank my listeners for riding with me on the blast tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny what you're on the blast on a Friday night. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of voices. But I want to thank most of all the God of heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege, and it is indeed a privilege, maybe to spend this time with you on a Friday night. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives, and may bless you real, real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking us on off the show tonight, we have a new single from Kenya Shelley from Clover, California. Her single, Just Let Go. I just love this song. This song was produced by Cornell Clark from Pasadena, California, or San Bernardino, California. And this song also features Nuff Said on the rap part of that song. You're going to love this song. That'll be followed by my man, Monte Cuba from Houston, Texas. His single, Jesus, I just love this song from his 2016 album, The Journey. Did an exclusive interview with Monte on this broadcast, episode 108, and also did a recorded version of the live show here on Blog Talk Radio, episode number 27. So you're going to love what you're hearing from Monte Cuba. Let me hit you with three pieces before I get on up out of here. Peace, peace, peace! And I'll see you, Lord say so, on the other side. Good night, everybody. I'm Stevie B. And I'm out.
Just let go and let God. Just let go.
Go and let him lead you. Thinking you should find he can feed you. Fighting all these demons. He the only one that's gonna believe you. Yeah, I really wanna let go. Shoulda rolled with you from the get-go. I need help trying to let him know. I need help trying to get my flow. Screw face, got two faces. So my soul split in two places. Fighting each other like two races. Got enough sin for two graces. God tell me what I don't know. Either don't care or they don't show. Satan got me in a chokehold. So I probably need to let go.
All by myself, I'm just not perfect. All by myself, I'm just no good. And if I work all day to fix it, it never comes out like it should. So I open myself to one who's perfect. Open myself to someone good. Don't have to work all day to fix it. It always comes out like it should. Oh, his name is Jesus,
the one
who took away my sin. Jesus,
the one,
with him I always win. Jesus,
the one
who brightens up my day.
Jesus, the truth, the light, the way.
You just sit there and watch your life just slip away. You keep on wishing for tomorrow
will be better,
but he only promised you today. You wasted enough time, so rise and see. God is waiting on you to try. Call his name, go ahead, go ahead. Angels will rejoice on high.
Jesus, the one,
the one
who took away my
who took
sin.
Away my sin.
Jesus, the one, with him I always
win.
Who
brightens up my day?
The truth, the light, the way.
Jesus,
the one,
yeah,
who took away my
sin. He took away my sin.
Jesus, the one,
yeah,
with him I always win.
Yeah.
Jesus, the one,
and no,
who brightens
up my day.
He will
brighten up your day.
Jesus, the truth, the light, the way.
Episode 279.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.